New Mexico is poised to become the 8th state to allow physician-assisted death. Lawmakers held a hearing this week on a bill that would allow people with a terminal illness to get the drugs they need to end their lives. And they could get that medication within days from a doctor, a nurse practitioner, or a physician's assistant. Robert Schwartz is a professor emeritus at the University of New Mexico School of Law. He's been following the progress of this bill in the state legislature. And Professor, this is a debate that a lot of states are having right now. Why now in New Mexico?
Yeah, sure. I think that there are two principles that are extraordinarily important in healthcare decision making and in the law around healthcare decision making in New Mexico. One of them is a libertarian principle. This is a Western state. The libertarian principles are stronger, I think, in the Western states by and large. And that's a principle that says that we each individually get to control our lives and make our healthcare decisions. The state doesn't make those decisions for us.
You want the government out of your business.
That is the first of those principles, the libertarian principle. The second, which is especially important in New Mexico, is respect for diversity. The Catholic faith believes that this is improper, that it's improper to choose to end your life. Many other religions have very different views, and there were many religious leaders that testified to the New Mexico legislature. And the argument is that in New Mexico, at least, we ought to leave that to the individual and get in consultation with that individual's health care provider to make the decision. And the issue was almost resolved a couple of years ago when a bill made it through the House in New Mexico and was stalled in the Senate, where it lost by 2 votes. So the real question this year, I think the hardest question, will be whether it'll succeed in the Senate. It'll then go to the governor's desk. And unlike 2 years ago when the governor would have vetoed it, our new governor will sign the bill this year.
Your new governor is a Democrat. The previous governor was a Republican.
That's correct.
Now, this is controversial, as you well know, and lawmakers have made some changes to the bill this week. They stripped out references to telemedicine that would have allowed prescribers to approve a lethal dose of medicine remotely. Now, I guess that was seen as a bridge too far for some.
Probably it was, but I also think that we had to go beyond normal medical practice to be able to provide health care in rural New Mexico. The fear, I think, that was created was the fear that somebody who had would make a telephone call to a doctor in some remote place who that patient had never talked with before, and that patient would end up with a prescription for a lethal medication. Hmm. And really, that's a fanciful notion. It has never happened. So rather than have the focus be on the telemedicine that's simply been stripped out of the statute, as you said, out of the bill, and now normal rules of medical practice will apply.
Should there be a longer waiting period? This bill allows patients to get those drugs just 2 days after they're prescribed. I mean, you could argue that people might need more time to process such a huge decision.
Yeah, and generally, of course, the physician has to write the prescription. So the physician is in a position to decide, and in fact is required under the statute, to decide whether or not the patient really has processed that information. It is true that other states have longer waiting periods, but if you look at the consequences of those waiting periods, you can see that, in fact, they don't end up protecting patients' decisions. They end up depriving patients of the opportunity to use aid in dying because human beings don't make the request till the very, very end. And you look, for example, at California, and at least from what I could see, and I've studied what's happened in California, that between a half and a third of the patients who make the initial request end up dying during what in California is a 15-day waiting period, because that 15-day often gets drawn out to a much longer period. But even within that 15 days, though those patients have waited till the last minute to make the request, and then they find that they have a week or 10 days of terrible suffering, and they don't have access to the medication. And again, they die before they ultimately get that medication. Hmm. So the hope in New Mexico is that the 2 days would be an appropriate compromise, that in fact there would be an opportunity to reconsider, that the physician would talk to the patient about reconsidering, but that, in fact, after 2 days, if that patient really wants that medication, that patient doesn't have to suffer any longer.
Do you see any room for abuse or even some ethical gray areas in these new laws?
20 years ago, when the law first went into effect in Oregon, I was concerned about exactly those issues. I was concerned about how they would play out. But we have many years of experience now, 20 years in Oregon, many years in Washington, now some years in California and elsewhere, 8 jurisdictions that allow aid in dying. And we can see that none of these worries have, in fact, come to fruition. They really have been worries that are not based in fact. So I think that we were wise 20 years ago to be careful and to move slowly. That's the reason Oregon, for example, has so much data reporting as part of their statute. But now we have the data, and I think that now we should be obliged to use that data. And we can see that we really just haven't had the problems that some thought would come with aid in dying statutes.
Sure, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that many people see this as an ethical problem. The Conference of Catholic Bishops in New Mexico is against this bill, calling it a form of euthanasia.
Yes. Well, they're simply wrong, again, in the normal use of the term euthanasia. The euthanasia is an act of one person causing the death of another. Euthanasia is permitted in Canada, in Europe, in Colombia, in South America, but it's not permitted in any of the states in the United States that allow for aid in dying, and it wouldn't be permitted in New Mexico. But I do agree with you. There are some people who believe that this is simply morally wrong. But the debate is not between whether to take an act which will result in the death of a patient or not to do that. The debate is whether individuals should make that decision for themselves, whether competent individuals should make that decision for themselves, or whether the state should make that decision for everyone.
Robert Schwartz, Professor Emeritus at the University of New Mexico School of Law. Thank you so much.
Thank you.